Previously on Colly and Cass.
Cass, please don't cry.
Your daughter is suffering from an entirely new form of mental strain.
What is it?
Cassandra is having a lockdown breakdown. Yeah. Breakdown, lockdown, baby.
I'm in with the in crowd. I go where the in crowd goes.
Oh, Mum, I don't know what she did or how she did it, but my back is better than ever.
I told you, Cass, didn't I tell you? Sylvia Plath, the osteopath.
I know. I thought you were joking.
Why would I joke?
Because Sylvia Plath, the same name as the poet, and her name rhymes with her occupation. You know, it'd be like, I don't know, if you wanted to take out a contract on someone and you hired Walt Whitman, professional hitman.
You've lost me.
Never mind. Anyway, the upshot is my back is amazing and I'm amazing.
And how's the rest of the team?
Maisie's fine. Tom in the bad books.
Oh, dear, what happened?
Tom, come and tell Mum about your little adventure.
Oh, do I have to?
Yes.
Hi, Colly.
Tom, do tell.
Okay, so last night I was cooking dinner. Wok fried sesame chicken.
Delicious.
I had everything ready to go and then suddenly I realised I was missing one vital ingredient.
Not the chicken.
No, the wok.
He could have used a saucepan, a frying pan.
It's called wok fried chicken, Cass.
Anyway,
I popped up the street to the Asian supermarket, bought a wok, and then as I'm heading to the car, I get stopped by two policemen.
Where do you think you're going, they ask.
I hold up the wok.
They draw their guns, thinking the wok is some sort of weapon.
It's just a wok, I explain, and then I start laughing, I suppose nerves.
But the policemen don't laugh, do they? It's stage four lockdown and no one is laughing, are they?
Tom,
yeah.
The curfew.
Tell Mum how much the wok cost.
$2,021.95.
Oh, Lord.
Can I go now, please?
Honestly. But don't worry, I refuse to get stressed anymore. Now I just go with the flow. I've decided lockdown is simply one big cosmic joke. How are you, Mum?
Great. Hey, would you like to hear me play guitar?
Sure.
Now remember, I'm only a beginner, but Pegasus thinks I've got natural talent. Let me just go and get Colin.
Colin?
Pegasus says it's a very good idea to give your guitar a name. Apparently it encourages the musical bond.
A guitar named Colin. Mum, you are so rock and roll.
It was your father's middle name, in case you've forgotten.
No, I haven't forgotten.
Now, let's see. There you go. A G chord.
Oh, that's it? I was expecting Stairway to Heaven.
It's early days.
Well, at least the lessons come free.
Free? I couldn't take advantage of Pegasus. Teaching guitar is his livelihood.
Hang on, you pay for your lessons? And Pegasus actually takes your money?
Of course.
How much?
None of your business.
Mum?
$120. For an hour.
What? That is insane. This is the guy who wants to marry you.
Hello? What happened to going with the flow? The cosmic joke?
$120 is a joke. By the way, where is the winged horse?
He's not here. Hang on, this is probably him now. Hello? Yes, this is she. Yes. Yes, that's correct. Now, okay, thank you. Yes, I will.
What is it, Mum?
That was the police, Cass. Pegasus has been arrested.
You've been listening to Nolene Brown as Colly, Julia Zemiro played Cass, John Wood, Pegasus, Leo Sayer as himself, and Matt Preston as Tom. Colly and Cass was written by Michael Ward and produced by Brian Nankervis.